Greetings, Earthlings. Just kidding. It's David. I'm going to be channeling Bergale today. We're going to talk a little bit about containers, what that means, and a little bit on, I guess, the structure of Indivinus, this business behind the highlight reel, and just kind of the overarching lessons there. And there's some other things that want to come through, too. I had some context on it a little bit earlier, but I'm just going to let Bergale do the talking. So eloquent. I just love channeling Bergale, and I love that this platform exists because we get to do this, and so many of you get to tune in and listen to these messages, and it's just fun to know that on a consistent basis, this work's getting out into the world and is being received so well, and just planting so many seeds. You know, I think so many of these messages come at the perfect time for so many people. And I hope that this is another one of those cases for you and that you find a lot of value and just some feel good in alignment, soul truth vibes up in here. If you're looking for the daily wake up, by the way, and you're confused what you just clicked on, this is our Sunday show where we dive in with Bergale, who's the being that I channel. I'm diving in on the weekdays, right, with the daily wake up, and I'm diving into the news, but my roots, the core of my worldview and belief systems really stems around this channeling phenomena. And I think it's funny because there's so much paradox in that, right? I mean, I'm this channel, but I'm also, I guess, deeply grounded in what's happening on the geopolitical scene. And it's a fun paradox to hold. It's a fun paradoxical archetype to be able to play this deeply, deeply grounded spiritual practitioner. And I believe that this is really the future of what's possible with bridging spirituality and science, really finding the truths in all of reality, not just kind of subscribing to, oh, I'm spiritual, which means I believe all things spiritual, or, oh, I'm a scientist or a rationalist, or I'm a very practical person, so I believe only things that are in our physical and observable reality and have been tested and peer-reviewed in scientific journals. I think there's room to play in both domains and to find a lot of truth there and a lot of overlap. So that's how I spend most of my days, actually, is just checking in with my soul and sitting with Bergale. And so much of my own life has been guided by this process. And as always, it's just a pleasure to be here and to be able to channel for all of you. And I'm looking forward to diving in. So here we go. The next voice you hear will be Bergale right after this intro music.
Good morning, and welcome to the highlight
reel. All right, hello. It's a pleasure as always to be here transmitting in this particular way. As David mentioned, we are going to be talking a little bit about containers. We're going to explain what that means and how that applies to this conversation, but really that's the context for this conversation. What we really want to be able to speak into is a bit of how a yes happens and really what that looks like. Now, we spoke a little bit about this already, this process of saying yes to yourself and to your soul in last week's transmission, but we'd like to continue to refine and follow this thread because there's quite a few intricacies here to play with, especially with this context as we land it with containers. So what's here first off is to talk a little bit meta about the work that David and I do, and specifically the way that we are working together to structure this, right? When David sits down with myself, lots of what comes through are specific energetic archetypes of individuals that are coming. This is both what's here and present, but also what is coming in the very near future, the energetics of the souls that are already en route to this particular work and are finding their way through synchronistic means and even just more directly and more practically, just waiting to schedule a call or to have an opportunity or something to step into. Now, this is really where this idea of containers starts to take hold and become relevant. When we talk about saying yes, for example, on this podcast, there's only so much that we can dive into. Now, this isn't because we want to hold things back for the more valuable containers. We're not structuring things like that at all. When David and I sit down, we're feeling the individuals that are coming, and we're structuring the business specifically around these energetic archetypes of individuals who are coming. Now, the way that we're structuring this really has to do with the amount of work, tangibly and physically, that would need to be happening. So when we talk about this podcast, for example, the amount of work that's involved on this end is fairly minimal. David sits down, he talks, I channel, right? We come through, we talk about this, and we bring through these messages specifically around a certain topic, but the actual work on David's end is fairly minimal. He sits down, channels, brings through this information, edits a little bit, but even for these episodes, the editing's very, very minimal, more so just putting in the intro and outro. Now, as we move up from this, there are individuals who have the desire, first off, but are not in an even truer and broader context, who their soul and their particular point in their own progression requires a deeper level of work than let's sit down for 40 minutes and listen to this podcast that isn't custom to me whatsoever. And for those individuals, we want to make sure that they have the ability to be able to step into this work to some capacity. Now, the fact that David is doing this for a living and as a career, and that he's really entirely dedicated his life around being a channel, also helps magnificently with this because he's able to structure containers where we're able to do this work with individuals on varying levels. Now, when we say container, really what we're speaking to is the individual energetic archetype paired with exactly the energetic vibrations and frequencies that are present for them, but also packaged within something that makes a lot of sense. So we could call this podcast a container. This is a fairly small container, not custom to the individual, but there's still transmissions and energetics that come through here that are uniquely useful to the individuals listening. So even though this is a smaller container and we're not getting very custom or very dialed into your own individual energetic, you're still getting things that are relevant for your collective. You're getting things that are relevant for the listeners more broadly. And this is really a perfect fit here for many individuals. Many individuals come here, listen to this, get what they need, feel filled up, connect deeper to their soul as they're listening. The veil feels a little bit thinner. They're able to pull through more information. That's all they need. There are other individuals, though, who have the desire, but also have this beautiful soul orchestration to be able to do deeper work. And this is where larger containers come into play. So this is where the two-week activation comes into play, where we're essentially bringing through information to be able to help individuals move through a very specific thing in their life. So this is individual comes with a fairly mixed bag of conflicts that we help to distill and resolve and essentially send them back on their way. It's a short little checkup where we declutter the mental field, declutter the emotional field, declutter the huge set of choices down into a single soul trend so that cognitively what can be held as that individual progresses through their life is just a few ideas that frame the entirety of their life in a way that allows them to move forward much quicker with significantly more emotional ease and with significantly less mental clutter. Now, in this, because it's a fairly quick transition and because we can articulate this fairly quickly and check in directly with the soul, this is a single session. It comes over a two-week period. There's meditation protocols. There's some other things that help to frame this, as well as energetic activations that are happening within that. But on the physical and tangible, it's a single session. Then there's a 3-month container and an 11-month container that vary wildly. Now, this is the distinction that we'd like to really be able to make, because for a very long time, the idea of consulting or of a session or of all of these things has been around the amount of time given, the amount of effort given. But really what's here is a larger realization that every container that you're entering, regardless of whether we're with galactic beings of light, has a very specific intention to it, has very specific, almost like a to-do list running through it of items that are to be addressed or that are potential topics of discussion. So when an individual enters a container, let's say for business or for relationships or for dating or for health, there are very specific things that are there for that individual. Now, the structure of this, very physically and tangibly, whether there are calls in this, whether there are things in this, matters. But what is even more so true is that the field of that container calls individuals in and really is the thing that is essentially doing the work. There's a relationship between the coach or the mentor or the guide and the individual coming to them. But there's also a relationship between both of those parties and this larger intelligence. This is a co-creation on an etheric level. So when we talk about divine appointments, what we're speaking to is really the orchestration of these containers falling into place and aligning in physical reality so that David's life is opening to a place where he's able to receive a new individual to be able to do work, and that individual is opening up to where they're ready to receive the messages that are coming through, is right up at that transition point, and that we call a divine appointment. There's a meeting there, it clicks together, facilitated by their soul's agreement in the ethers, you could call it, to make something happen there or to have that exchange. So we'd like to be able to broaden today this idea that you are looking for things based on what's there and tangible, and to be able to draw your attention to the field of the intelligence of that business or of that container or of that product. Now, where this is applicable first and foremost to each and every one of you is when deciding whether or not to enter certain containers. Now, we could extrapolate this out into working relationships, even entire careers, because all of those careers in a way have very similar divine appointments. Every interaction between other individuals in a way has its own variation of a divine appointment. Yes, there's absolutely chance you're running into individuals. It's not always a divine appointment with every single individual that you run into, but you feel those significant meetings, and you feel when your soul calls you to certain companies, and you feel when you're just called to other companies for certain reasons. So we could apply this very broadly. But what's here is the recognition that the relationships and the containers that you're entering are really happening on an etheric level, that there's more to this than just the deliverables. There's more to this than just how many calls are involved or how many hours a day am I going to be working at this job. That the specifics, in a way, begin to take away from the truth of what's actually there. So when we're speaking into saying yes, what we're speaking into is saying yes to the containers that are coming and to the divine appointments that are coming that are ultimately for your highest benefit, that are aligned on a soul level. Now, when you're doing this, life progresses at an extraordinary rate because the individuals, the companies, the products, the services, the programs that are being aligned with you on a soul level always have the capability to massively expedite your path. There's always slower iterations available every single time. But when you're following your soul to such an extent that you say yes to essentially all of the soul containers that are coming your way that are 100% aligned with you, that's when life begins to move very, very rapidly. So we can speak into this from our perspective, right? Bring this back to Indivinus, right? David was speaking about this company and this structure and this larger umbrella that holds many of these containers. And yes, we have the two-week activation where we're sitting down with an individual for 2 hours, 90 minutes to 2 hours, to unpack the totality of what's there for them presently. Then there's a three-month session where there are three sessions within that over the period of 3 months. And within that container, we're more so diving into larger transitions. So this is more so, I'm going to be leaving my job, or I'm going to be doing this, or I'm trying to dial in this relationship dynamic. And that's where we essentially lay a bunch of context at the beginning, let things integrate, go in and do very precise, almost energetic and mental surgery the next time, and then really help to integrate, smooth things out, and send them on their way. The difference in that container is drastic, but it's not about, do I go for something larger, or do I go for something smaller, or how much do I enter this, or which thing do I go into? It's much more about they're very different individuals, very different energetic archetypes, very different points in life, and very different necessities for those containers. Then if we go into the 11th month mentorship, there's 11 sessions there and continual support throughout via Voxer, the communication app. And the level of transformation within that container is vast, not just because there are 11 sessions, but because it's a totality of a paradigm shift. This is the facilitation of a shift in literally every area of life to come into deeper alignment with the soul and to fully function and integrate into the second paradigm as an individual. Now, the containers for a very specific energetic archetype for someone who's at a very specific point in their life. So with this, we're not trying to sell you on anything, right? That wouldn't make sense. And the reason why that wouldn't make sense is because this example of how we're laying this out, the reason why we're using this example is to show that there are containers that are a fit for you and there are containers that are absolutely not a fit for you. To take another example, there's the mastermind that David and Miriam are running, Emerge, Leaders of the Second Paradigm. This is specifically for business. And it's specifically for a grounded business that's deeply rooted in spiritual paradigms that's ready to go and move now. There's a very specific archetype, a very specific type of person that's coming into these calls with David and Miriam and that would ultimately be entering this mastermind. Now, from David's perspective, and this applies for many of you as business owners, there's room to recognize that the containers are being matched with individuals on a soul level, essentially before the information goes out, before the landing page or any of that goes out, there is a match or there's not a match with the individuals that would be coming and with the specific container that's up and present. This is where, from a business perspective, building from strategy doesn't make sense because you end up building containers that aren't a match for the individuals coming to you. You essentially don't offer the thing that individuals are coming to you for on a soul level, and you do offer something that's not aligned. From an individual scale or level, the containers that you're entering, if you try to enter a container that's not a match for you, things will be extremely clunky. You'll feel reality in a way distorting. You'll feel weird things, credit card failures. You'll feel things just not going through. You'll have the phone drop. You'll not be able to schedule calls. All of these things will press against it because it's not actually aligned. You can always power through it, but in a way, it would just be slowing your soul path down and taking away the bandwidth of that container to be able to help the person who is aligned with that and who has, in a way, already chosen that on a soul level. So there are many lessons here, right? And there's so much that we could dive into. But in order to really lay this context, we would essentially need a larger container. So what we will do for here, for this particular podcast, is just land some ideas that are relevant and that can be integrated more easily within this period of time. And for the individuals who are already, in a way, sitting within the field of this mastermind on a soul level, then you know to reach out and to have a conversation about that and to enter. Because everything on a soul level entirely works out in physical reality when it's aligned. This is the sweet spot that individuals are trying to find in their businesses. This is the sweet spot that individuals are trying to find in their lives. This is where beginner's luck happens. This is where so many weird little phenomena of things going extremely well when it's extremely aligned, This is where all of those things begin to make sense. Because where there is alignment, reality in a way supports that to an even greater extent than it's supporting anything else. It's like everything else gets out of the way to make room for the thing that is being chosen, that is in deepest soul alignment. So to land some of these ideas, right? As an individual, when you are becoming aware of corporations or programs or businesses or even entire careers and paths that are ahead of you, you can look at things on a strictly logistical level, but there's room to sit in meditation, to call in the field of that business or to call in the field of that thing, essentially sit down and say, I call in the field of this mastermind that David and Miriam are doing, or I call in the field of this two-week activation that David and Burgiel are doing, or I call in the field of this company that I will be working with or might be working with, and see and feel whether it's in deep resonance or whether it's not. You can feel it in your system because your soul has a very, very quick understanding and knowing and feeling of whether something is being orchestrated or whether it's not. So the big life choices that are here, essentially, what's possible is to trust your soul to such an extent that you bring that soul knowing into the conversation when you're making decisions like that. The second piece is, as business owners or anyone doing any sort of work in the world whatsoever, regardless of the field, regardless of how quote-unquote spiritual it is, there's room to be able to feel into the field of the offerings that you're currently offering and into the way that you're relating to them and see if there's anything that gets to shift to expedite that path. There are individuals who are driving forward in their businesses, not in ways that are conducive with what the field of their business actually wants to bring through or what is actually most aligned. And for those individuals to slow down, take a breath, call in the field of their business and see what's there can help to accelerate that path. But to really put a big bow on this, the reason why we're bringing this up is because in order to explain the way that containers work, in order to explain the way that saying yes to things work, and that the deep soul alignment, and to be able to feel into that, the more individuals that understand that, the more divine appointments get met, the more synchronicities come into alignment, and the quicker individuals move on their soul path. When we talk about things from a global scale, the thing in between your current humanity and the humanity that many of you are looking forward to, what many refer to as being on the other side of the shift or a massive awakening or ascension, or the many, many words that are used to describe some sort of spiritual awakening. What is in between you as a collective, between this current time and that time on the other side of that, is not a series of necessarily human tasks. It's not a series of certain things that need to happen and certain dynamics that need to happen. Really, what's in between you now and you on the other side of that is a series of soul tasks. It's a series of divine appointments. Because it is in the divine appointments that individuals meet with the right individuals to be able to bring through ideas that fundamentally change the world. It's in that that a path is expedited and someone is able to fully awaken into themselves and fully embody their truest soul essence and further the ripple effects of this larger awakening. Life is not a series of anything other than soul steps. And the more that individuals are able to feel the containers and feel the etheric structures and feel soul alignment, the more that that becomes something that is more deeply recognized, the quicker that those soul steps are taken. So when we speak of these containers that are on this end, it's not because we want individuals to suddenly want or desire to enter these containers, because if it's not a fit, the container will literally reject you. So we tell David all the time in his own business, there's no convincing anyone of anything. There's just continuing to call on the individuals who are already a soul match for this and whose soul is already in contact with the container that you're building. This is true for the mastermind that's here. This is true for the one-on-one programs that are here. Because now that these structures have landed and David has said yes to them to occupy these containers, the individuals are able to come in and they're able to feel where there is deep soul alignment. If there is, then there is. And if there isn't, then there isn't. It's very, very black and white on a soul level. But then things trickle down through the fears and through doubts and through hopelessness and despair and through cognitive maps of what is right and what is wrong and what is practical and what is woo-woo and all the many mental constructs that get in the way of true forward momentum on a deep soul level. And this is why you see some individuals who seem like they have made very little progress as an individual from 0 or 10 to the time that they're 60 or 70 or at the end of their lives. And this is why you see individuals who are very young moving forward at very, very, very rapid rates. And many call them old souls. It's because they're taking deep soul steps at a fairly rapid pace in a way that typically only older individuals have the wisdom or understanding to be able to do. So all of this is here, present, and continuing to unfold. But we really wanted to be able to bring some broader awareness around this. Specifically, there are a couple of individuals who will be listening to this, who have been debating whether or not to hop on the phone with Miriam and David. And we would like to affirm to those specifically two individuals that if you check in with the field of what is present, if you check in with your own soul truth and that says yes, that's enough to be able to trust that. There are four other individuals who will be listening to this that have nothing to do with these containers, that are also currently questioning a career, a move, and for the other two, relationship dynamics that are partially business and partially not. For you four individuals, what's here and what's present is to be able to check in on a soul level, to drop into meditation and to really feel on a deep soul level whether or not something is aligned. And if it is, know, and this is across the board for everyone listening, not just you four, that when you listen to your soul now, you're moving forward. When you don't listen to your soul, you're essentially postponing that soul step, but there aren't any other soul steps here until you take that step. So you can, as a soul, stand in the same place for as long as you wish, even to the end of your life. But what is here, this dynamic, this type of choice, and really the internal renegotiation that needs to happen for you to be able to take a soul step like this, that is the thing that you will be doing on this planet for the rest of your life until you do that thing. So this is why we really want to land this context. We wanted to speak to some of you directly. If you feel that hit really hard in your system, then, you know, of course, take it with a grain of salt. You're just listening to some dude channel on a podcast. So there's no need to overly stress out. But we would like to be able to confront that piece of you very directly. Not only for the individuals that we just spoke to, but really across the board, we'd love to be able to confront this idea directly that you can somehow avoid what your soul is saying and continue to move forward in life. that your financial containers will continue to expand, or that your emotional containers will continue to expand, or that who you are as an individual will continue to grow and develop in a way that's ultimately favorable, that allows you to feel more and more of yourself, if you're not actively leaning into your soul's truth, it's just not true. What is deeply here for each and every individual is to be able to lean in on a soul level as deeply as possible. Now, sometimes this happens by mistake. Sometimes this happens because life gives you no other options other than to move forward. But there is a way to notice, feel, articulate, understand, embody, and act on your soul's truth as soon as it comes in. And that is the equivalent of running forward as a soul when everyone else is standing still. And this is where the next generation of soul leadership on a very, very global scale will begin to click into place. All of your institutions of leadership are slowly crumpling and being confronted, largely in part by the internet and the way around the hard paths to some sort of leadership. This is only the beginning, and it is the souls that are running forward that will have the capability to not only run forward, but to then put the world on their back, so to speak, and to continue to run forward. It is these individuals that will be training as souls to be able to take leaps very quickly and continue to say yes as a soul, that will ultimately be aligned with the divine appointments and synchronicities that are for some sort of global leadership. And this is substantial. This is why we continue to bring through these messages. This is why we continue to talk about this paradigm shift into the second paradigm, trusting your soul on a deep level and moving forward with a rate of speed previously unfathomable. We speak about this because the world needs those leaders. There's a much larger pool of individuals capable of doing this than the individuals that actually will. But if you were listening to this, and if you're still here, it's not a coincidence. This container presses people out just like all of our containers that have monetary figures on them. Individuals just cannot listen to this when a message isn't aligned for them, or when it's not relevant or present for them, because it would be too confronting. They feel on a soul level a deep, deep, deep block, and their brain goes to distract them. That's just how it works. When a container is not aligned, the individual gets shot out of it. There's no entering this transmission unless you are positioned in such a way that allows for some sort of global leadership. And this can be on a smaller scale, but impacting a very large number of individuals with deep soul truth, whether that's through an embodiment or whether that's through very, very direct teaching and modeling and guiding individuals, or whether that's by implementing soul truths into a way that has an impact on many individuals in a positive way. So because you're here in this container, because you chose to show up to this today, we would like to first off remind you that you are positioned in a place for global leadership. Second, we would like to remind you that there are divine appointments that are waiting for you currently to continue to move forward. And that some of those are with other individuals, some of those are with businesses, some of those are with programs, some of those are just internal, some of those are with a family member, with a spouse, with a partner. But whatever it is that's here and present for you now, if you lean into that, that is saying yes to global leadership. Because it is the skill set, not the vision, that will birth this next generation of leaders. It is the skill set of being able to walk, then run, then sprint, then carry aspects of this collective forward while running. It is that skill set of feeling, articulating, translating, understanding, embodying, acting on deep, deep, deep soul truth that will be the world's leaders. And the ideas of global leadership, the wonderful ideas of world-changing technologies and understandings and programs and things, those ideas, if not paired with deep soul truth, will flop. Because as your reality gets more fine-tuned to soul truth, as you get less and less tolerant of mental chatter and emotional programming that pulls you out of your soul's path, you'll also get less tolerant with other individuals' falsehoods or non-soul truths. The world is changing and you are a part of it, so we would like to invite you into the path towards global leadership on an even deeper level, with an even deeper understanding in an even larger context. And we know that your soul is in a way already saying yes to pieces of this. And we thank you for the work that you are doing now to learn the skill set that is prepping you to have all of the impact that you came here to have. And we thank you for being here and spending this time with us here in this container of this podcast. And we thank you for continuing to say yes and continuing to move forward. All right. We will speak to you at a later time. And we'll be watching your yeses from above, so to speak. Farewell for now, and talk soon. Yeah, I just love when Brugiel articulates in Divinus this business, our containers, this mastermind, these one-on-one programs. And I love that you're getting to hear it, because for me, my perspective on how the world works and how I create in business and how I choose things has changed dramatically since starting to work with these galactic beings and starting to work with Brugiel. There's this sense of deep precision, deep, deep soul precision. And to feel this skill set being the thing that will create the next generation of global leaders, it just makes sense. Of course. The next generation of global leaders will be awakened individuals who are actively leaning into their soul truth and moving forward at an astronomical rate, of course. I love that specifically Brugiel called out two of you to come schedule a call with us. If you want to do that and you have us on Facebook or Instagram, either myself or Miriam, then you can just message us directly. And if not, you can go to indivinus.com and click on the contact button at the top and just fill out that form. The time is now to move forward, to take the leap, to do the thing, to say yes. And I'm saying this to everyone, right? I know that there's two individuals who are right on the edge of scheduling a call with us that it's just time for us to talk. But there's also those four individuals who are here very specifically confronted with a choice right now. It's time to leap. It's time to do the thing. It's time to begin to move forward as a soul, not just as a planning, methodical, plotting human that's doing its best to work with the trends and trying to figure out what's next. And for everyone across the board, I know that there are things in literally every individual's lives that are here. Brugiel calls them soul trends, and they tend to be on about 6-month time frame, although that can be drastically shrunk or drastically stretched. And it's the next soul step. It's the thing that we're actually doing right now. And I think that's what's so profound about channelings for me. And when I get in front of someone and we bring through Brugiel, is even when I'm listening to them, there's like 100 different directions that my brain wants to go to be able to sit with them and map out everything and help them with all their things. But when I bring through Brugiel, there's always one thing. Sometimes two, but it's more of just a, hey, keep in mind this, but there's always one thing. And I think life just simplifies so much when we're willing to work from our souls, when we're willing to drop deeply into our soul truth, because it's either here or it's not. It's either present or it's not. It's either time to hop on the phone or it's not. It's either time to do the thing or it's not. It's either time to move or to break up with the person or to step into a relationship or it's not. When we follow our soul, literally everything works. I think that's really what I'm taking away from Brugeal today. That's really what I'm taking away from this message. That's what I'm taking away from just sitting in his presence and in his field and in this energy today. Is just a deeper dedication to continue to lean into my soul. There's so many articulations of saying yes and so many layers to this. And Miriam and I are going to be diving in fairly soon. We're going to do a masterclass outside of our mastermind, right? We have our mastermind that's the leaders of the second paradigm. We're going to do a masterclass also on soul aligned business that's specifically about how to say yes to things on a deep soul level. And I think it applies to business, but it also applies elsewhere because there are so many intricacies here that I'm learning that are much more specific than things like the law of attraction and manifestation, but are very, very different than the ways that we approach things normally in business, the way that we approach moving forward. Like we build a business plan and we go and we figure out our target market and we figure out the demographic and then we go through and we map out our offerings and we try to look at like our unique positioning. And we do so many things other than the thing that's really here. And we do all of this before we say yes to any of it. One foot in, one foot out. And that's really what Miriam and I are wanting to speak into and dive into. So we'll have more coming out about this master class soon. We're going to do it within the next couple of weeks. We're just kind of planning logistics, looking at dates, and really wanting to do it right. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me integrate this a little bit and talk about this masterclass and all the things that are here. I love this every time because things are so specific and so precise. And that's how I do business now. That's how Miriam does business now. And I think it's possible for everyone to do business like this, to continue to just follow the soul pings, to build the containers that are asking to be built, to follow the energetics of what individuals are coming to us for. And it gets to be so, so simple. And even on a broader life scale, just to continue to follow the energy. That's what we're here to do. We have a soul that's at this incredibly high vantage point. We might as well listen to it. All right. I will talk to you all tomorrow for another daily wake up. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to be able to channel. It was a pleasure to be able to do this work. And thanks for stepping in this container with us, hearing about containers, hearing about all the things. And to the two of you that will be scheduling calls with myself and Miriam, talk soon. And to the four of you that are making big leaps right now, keep doing your thing. Congratulations for having greater awareness around it. I get the confronting process and it's time. So let's keep moving forward. So much love to you, fam. Talk to you soon.